The United Nations climate talks in Durban are going into extra time, and there's a gloomy assessment emerging of the shape of a final deal. It seems like the big emitters, China, India, and the United States, have all combined to prevent any prospect of a deal that carries the phrase legally binding. A final communique is expected sometime today. Dr. Bill Hare is a physicist and environmental scientist with more than 20 years' experience in the science, impacts, and policy responses to climate change. He's a former Greenpeace consultant who now works for the Potsdam Institute. AM's Peter Lloyd spoke to Dr. Hare on a less than perfect line from the conference centre just a few moments ago.
The negotiations here are really very tense indeed. We've just seen 2.5 hour ministerial segment where the most vulnerable countries and European Union and others did not accept or refused to accept the proposal for an agreement that had been put forward by the South African presidency. And this put the large emitting countries, the basic countries as they're called, the United States, China and India, into quite a defensive position, I would say. These countries have been trying to push forward an agreement here which would not start a new agreement in effect until after 2020, with very weak commitment to understanding about the legal character of that. They do not want the words legally binding to agree in the agreements in Durban. So the most vulnerable countries, European Union, a group of Latin American countries, have been really quite angry, I would say, about that. And as a consequence, I think the presidency's had to go back and start redrafting their proposals. And at this stage, the meeting is not reconvening until midnight Durban time, and it's expected to go through to the early hours.
What's at stake here?
Well, what's at stake really is the future of international efforts to combat climate change. If we don't get an agreement to do a legally binding agreement within the next few years to apply before 2020, then I think we're looking at a very major step backwards in international efforts to combat climate change. So I would say this at stake is our ability to actually limit global warming below 2 degrees. From the science point of view, there's a very large gap between what countries are pledging to do for the year 2020 in terms of emission action and what we actually need to get to limit warming below 2 degrees. And it's really the big emitters that are opposing really substantial action to close that gap. And so if we can't achieve that here, then we are faced with rapidly increasing costs to get to this 2-degree goal and rapidly increasing environmental, human and economic consequences from the damages of climate change.
What is the argument being put forward by the emitters?
Well, they vary. The United States argues that a legally binding agreement isn't necessary to achieve deep reductions. They argue that they've already made their pledge in Cancun, and they don't want it touched until 2020. India argues that they are a poor developing country and they shouldn't be asked to take on legally binding obligations, which actually to some extent is quite fair enough, but everyone knows that actually they won't be asked to do very much with a binding character at all. China is indicating a willingness to take on legally binding obligations after 2020 and not before, yet their emissions are rising so rapidly that many are of the view that it's essential that they come within the global campaign to reduce emissions rather rapidly. Brazil is occupying an ambiguous position, but so far has supported these other big emitters.
And that's climate change scientist Dr. Bill Hare speaking just a few moments ago to AM's Peter Lloyd.